You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I would love to caucus on a game one bet that we can all feel good about. And that way there are no excuses.
A game one basketball bet? Or
a game one basketball bet between the Heat and Celtics, guys. Come on, we got to break this streak.
What's the line according to
Is it just
games?
the one bet, or does it have to be a parlay?
No, we've got to have a parlay. It's got to be a parlay.
Okay, boosted parlay.
We are 0 for 11 on parlays, at least in part, because Billy,
parlays are hard to win.
Parlays are a scam.
Yeah.
Go on, because Billy
I was just going to say, because Billy was asking his sister for parlay advice and wasn't pouring in a lot of data and research to what it is that he was doing. He was just sort of flippantly choosing the parlays. Do I have this wrong?
Well, because it was dumped on Billy's lap. Billy didn't even know we were doing it, and then the people that agreed to do it just disappeared, so I had to come up with picks every week.
All right. Well, we're fixing that now, and I want you to be a part of the process in helping us pick a certified winner here.
And we're doing this for tonight. We want to do...
There's no games.
There's tonight. No games. Yeah. There's no games anywhere, which is another reason I'm so pissed off at the NHL.
How do you not do Panthers tonight?
How do you not throw a wire at the phone?
There's nothing to bet on tonight? There's no bet that can be made? I
mean, there's nothing to bet on.
You don't want to bet baseball? Billy, what about a Marlins bet? Is there a Marlins bet?
We are not getting back to DraftKings with a cutesy little Marlins bet when they're asking for a game one bet. Look at the lines courtesy of DraftKings and give us a winner.
Okay, we will give it to you tomorrow. We will give you a winner tomorrow since it doesn't have to be until today.
Why don't we start Al Horford over 10.5 points?
That's a lock.
You think so?
Yep.
With Bam?
Oh, Bam, get out of here.
Do we like the under?
Bam game?
Do we like the under in a game one?
The under is 204. These are very good defenses.
Ooh. So wait, Al over 10.5 points?
Yeah.
And the under?
I hate betting unders, though. I'm always scared to bet unders. Who wants to root for stuff to not go in?
Here's a good thing about an under.
That's the market inefficiency, isn't it?
The great thing about an under is when the game tips, you're winning. And you're winning most of the time. It's a great feeling when you're winning a bet most of the game.
I like the Strohs tonight, I got to be honest.
We're not doing baseball.
You like the Strohs.
They're good.
How about this?
Do they need it tonight? Can we give it to them tomorrow morning?
Do we like the Panthers to win game one? Yeah. I think we like the Panthers to win game one.
Let's ask
Billy. He's the biggest Panther fan I know. What? Do you like the Panthers to win game one against the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Minus 150, huh?
Wow. My bet.
That's a heavy favorite.
My bet would go the other way. My bet would be Panthers win by more than a goal and the Panthers over on goals scored. So what is the over? It's going to be like 3.5 on goals scored.
So you want to go just NA? You want to respond to the NBA game one with an NHL parlay? Cool. We'll do that.
I'm just telling you that is what I would keep putting out there because I want to bet on the Panthers being the Panthers in a game.
And the Strohs, right?
So we're
you know what I'm loving
and the
right
Marlins.
Now? two score and assist props. I love those right now.
Well, you were appalled. Giannis yesterday had 55.5 as points, assists, and rebounds was the over-under, 55.5, and he ended up getting to 54. 55.5 is absurd.
That was a bad beat.
It's absurd. Yes, he had.
I've never seen anything like that. 55 and
55 and a half is totally insane as a combination of statistics. But what do you like, Mike? How about PJ Tucker over 6.5? Because PJ Tucker was over 6.5 points in a lot of the games. It might be higher at home, but in the games in Philadelphia, 6.5 was the over.
You can
get
him over 1.5 threes at plus 175.
I like that. I also like the point total because that's two corner threes and one flip shot.
That's right, Max Strus. That's why the half is there. It's also a free throw. Max Strus,
can we buy the hook down or
Max,
what?
Max Strus, for the love of God.
I love buying
I like
hooks,
that PJ Tucker one.
How about Max Strus, 11.5? 11.5 has been the number on over-under on Max Strus.
On DK, it's 12.5 for game one.
That's
high.
Do we like the under on the total? Because not everybody can score over on their player props in this total to come under.
You don't want to be rooting, though, against Max Strus, do you? You don't want
to? No, I would never
bet
against
Max Strus. All right, let's put this
away. I like the PJ Tucker one.
What's the over on PJ again?
1.5 threes plus 175.
And what's the point total?
I don't see the point total on him on DraftKings.
All right. Well, 1.5 threes can be exciting because we'll be in that bet all game long. all it takes is two trips down the court.
You would have lost that bet three times last series.
That's why the number is where it is. Right. That's why I liked it as 6.5 points because it didn't require it to just be threes. I did not trust him to make two threes in a game.
You would have lost that bet twice last series, but you would have won it, you know, four times, I think.
Like that PJ Tucker.
Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend, and we will circle back around and see if there's anything else.
I need
in
to
that
give them an answer
game.
Today, guys. This is so annoying.
The Strohs.
Just stop it with the Strohs. Stop it with the hockey. Give me a game one. Two bets. Come on, guys.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hard this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend.
9-1 in the last 10. I mean, Strohs.
What is the number on Boston for points scored in the game? Can you parlay that with the Boston under on total points scored?
I'm pretty sure we can do the PJ Tucker over threes and the Boston team total under. We'll get you that number in a second.
I'd like to remove myself from this. It seems like Dan's bet, and he's making all the calls here, and I don't want to be attached to that. I mean,
well, you feel free to offer anything other than Astros.
Well, that's who I like. I mean, that's what I like.
Roundhouse kick you.
But you feel free. Mike wants an answer to this, and you're saying, I don't want to take control of it. Mike's demanding that by the end of this segment we have a parlay bet that we feel confident about, and you guys don't want to be attached to any of it because we're now 0-11.
Yeah, and Dan's always like lamenting that it's 0-11, so Dan's gonna have at least half of this. Is gonna be on his hand.
Is it gonna be be a 4-team parlay?
No, let's go two.
You want to go four? We need a two first. I mean, four.
Come on, guys. Jesus. We're not gonna win a 4-teamer.
Go full homer bet. Full homer bet that bets on what you want to be right about is the Miami Heat with days of rest, Boston coming off of that series, an overinflation on Boston's value because they've beaten two teams. One of them was injured, the other was in disarray, and so Boston's value. You just heard say Miami's better than Boston. Boston's favorite in the series, minus 160, at least in part, because they've gotten a lot of credit for what it is they've done in the first two series.
You took Phoenix last night.
That's right, minus 6. And I also had Dallas under 99.
So PJ Tucker over on threes, Boston team total under. It's Dan's bet. Dan's bet only if it loses. Got it.
Perfect. Team total for the Celtics, by the way, is 101.5.
Go
under. That's fine.
All right. Do we have a bet?
And put it on me. Put it on my forehead. Also, put the Strohs in there and add, or put parenthetically.
Maybe the Angels, the Halos. They're coming.
Astros and Panthers, but also parenthetically, Panthers minus 1.5 goals and Panthers over 3.5 goals.
Put it parenthetically. We tried to warn you of those cash. It won't be part of this bet, but we try to give you free winners or
losers. What was the funniest thing from the sports weekend? Hold on a second, Lewis. We've got a sponsor.
Before we get to that, Lewis, the funniest thing from the sports weekend weekend is presented by CBDMD.
What's the funniest thing from the sports weekend, Lewis?
Dan, Metalark Media sent Roy and myself to DC to cover hockey, and that media press box was the whitest thing I've ever seen. Everyone was in a suit. I felt out of place, but we had a blast.
What happened, Billy? You have commentary here?
Well, I have a question. I'll save it for my funniest thing when it gets to me.
It's gotten to you.
Okay. My funniest thing from the sports weekend was Lewis and Roy went, and I don't want to bring this up because Lewis is probably going to get mad at me. They went to Washington to cover the hockey game, and Lewis appeared to be wearing nonstop those blue light glasses that are supposed to protect your eyes from blue light, but like he was looking at the Washington Monument with them on, so he was wearing fake glasses that had no prescription.
Dan, my wife said I look cute in the glasses, so I left the glasses on.
Attaboy.
So that's your funniest thing, Billy?
That well, he was wearing fake glasses
the whole weekend. Yeah, yeah. Just for...
He likes how they look.
I can try again
for
if you
style,
want.
For style? But no, it's just...
Antonio Alfonseca was dressed in full Marlins uniform, dancing on the scoreboard.
Winningham, what was the funniest thing from the sports week? What were the highlights of the 97 Marlins thing, Billy? I wanted to talk to you about this. Like, what was the greatest
the
of
series,
the stuff?
So.
But what about the guy? Did you enjoy seeing that Alex Arias looked exactly the same?
He looked does.
He looks like he hasn't aged a single day. It was the weirdest thing.
Huh.
Kurt Abbott was also taking the game very seriously, the celebrity or, I guess, alumni softball game. And when Kurt Abbott got a hit, he lined one by the third baseman. Jim Leland was being interviewed. He said, "I don't remember him ever doing that for me."
I love Leland. I love grumpy Leland so much. It's so much.
Pitcher's like, pitch.
And just him wandering around. It's not just pitcher's pitch. He's like, "I don't understand when I was coming up. Koufax, 94 on the black. Strikeout. Alfonseca, 94 on the black. Upper deck." Winningham, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Pittsburgh Pirates winning a game at 1-0 while getting no hit.
That's funnier to say, yeah, that the Reds lost a game in which they threw a no-hitter and are now 9-26. Mike Ryan, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I hate to punch them while they're down, but I did enjoy all the memes and comedic content that went out into social media once the Maple Leafs once again biffed it.
Their fans were fighting each other.
They displayed more fight in the arena than
you
they did
really
on the
wanted
ice.
Tampa. You wanted
yeah.
Tampa.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah so yeah. Does my wife.
Yeah.
She's a maniac and
she's crazy.
She's a maniac.
Yeah. She's an insane woman
yeah,
for
dude.
This team.
Yeah, she's legitimately crazy.
Gotta go through Tampa.
Yeah, there was yeah. like one person two rows in front of us that yelled at her, "Hey, you're not very nice." And I had to hold her back as she tried to climb over two rows because she wanted to claw his eyes out. She's a maniac about this Panther team, but in her heart of hearts, she admitted, "I want to be the one that ends Tampa."
Exactly.
And not as a Panther fan. She specifically wants to just go to Tampa
yep.
and level the city.
Who doesn't?
Tell me about it, brother.
Exactly. Your revenge, Dan. That's how you do it. I mean, straight cups.
What was the funniest thing
Chris
from
Paul.
The sports weekend? Yes. It's pretty good.
Thanks.
Can't even dispute it.
Yep.
I'll go Michelle Tafoya wandering into the mix with the take of, while watching the Angels broadcast, "Enough with Shohei Ohtani."
The hell is.
Is that the team broadcast? What is she doing?
"Enough with Shohei Ohtani" is...
We've never seen Shohei Ohtani before. It's been a year.
I'm just
literally
learning about
him. Never seen this.
What's with everyone becoming Stugatz?
The Stugatz is strong in everyone. I've said it forever.
So PJ Tucker over on threes, 1.5. Boston team total line.
Panthers minus 1.5.
Possibly the Strohs.
And the Strohs.
Also, Halos. Marlins. Billy, you want to get some Marlins in here? Anything Marlins related?
Nah.
We'll save that for
yeah,
the hockey game.
Yeah, exactly.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm going to kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.